Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann Miller, and she is Vice President of the Board for Children's Nest in Audubon. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Ann, you have great news. You've been working on this Child Care Center project for quite a while, and you have an opening date?
We do. August 31st. We are expecting our doors will be open to care for children, and we have been working on this for about 2 years now, and so we're really excited.
You know, I think sometimes people who, you know, maybe don't have children, who have their child care, whatever, a lot of us do not realize how much work something like this is and all the rules and regulations and so on. But you've been working with a great partnership, as I understand, with the Friendship Home.
That's right. We were really excited to find that partnership. This started out of community meetings in 2013 around the need for more daycare in Audubon County, and a lot of things became apparent. We need more in-home providers. We have a lot of in-home providers that are thinking about retiring in the next 2 years, and even without that, we would need more providers. And then the need for a center became really apparent, and as we started looking around for possible places the center could be, we looked at a lot of existing buildings. We looked at churches. We looked at buildings in the Audubon downtown area. We looked at the idea of maybe building new or a modular building. And with the state regulations for child care, really renovating an existing building was no more cost effective than building from scratch. And so when we found out the Friendship Home had an open wing, that they weren't quite sure what to do with, we asked them, and because nursing homes or long-term care facilities have very similar fire code and restrictions that child care centers have, that renovating that space was just a lot more cost-effective than renovating any other space. And so we're able to renovate the space and move in at, you know, a fraction of a cost of another space.
Seems like a really logical choice, logical kind of opportunity. And there may be even some relationships in the future between the seniors that live there and the children. And I just think too often we separate everybody by age, and maybe that's a really positive part too.
You know, absolutely. There are other child care centers within long-term care facilities all over the country. Here there's, I think, two in Des Moines and then one in Madrid. And they have great partnerships. They have visiting grandparents. The residents are able to come visit. The children are able to do activities within the Friendship Home. On a planned visit, as a child care center, we would treat those as outings. But it's a great partnership, and it really adds to the community, both for the residents and for the children.
We'll talk just in a little bit more details about the Children's Nest, the first licensed child care center in Audubon. But you have an event coming up we need to be sure to visit about.
We do. We are, you know, gearing up for our opening on August 31st. And while we will continue to raise funds after we're open, we really have about $7,000 left to raise for this initial opening push. And on Friday night, July 31st, we are having an old-fashioned picnic at Albert the Bull Park in Audubon. The T-Bone Committee is grilling for us, and so we'll have hamburgers and chips and homemade treats. And then we're going to have a sweet corn bar with all sorts of different toppings that people can put on. And along with that, there'll be a whole bunch of different games, tug-of-war, horseshoes. And I think the best thing that we're looking forward to is we're having a picker's jam. And so I was unfamiliar with what a picker's jam was, but essentially there'll be a whole bunch of musicians, and I think we have about 10 or 12 right now, that will be there, and they'll each take turns starting a song and leading a song, and anybody who knows it can jump in and add to it amongst the other musicians, or really amongst the crowd. And so people attending the event are welcome to join the Pickers Jam if they'd like. Otherwise, they can just sit back and enjoy the music.
And kind of be amazed. I'm always amazed when musicians who are not normally together, who are not regularly together, can just get together and play. I mean,
that's right.
It's
that's
just,
right.
Well, once that experience and they make great music. So that sounds like a lot of fun, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's this Friday night, July 31st, Albert the Bow Park, and the time?
The time is from 5 to 7:30.
Okay, and I assume there's some kind of fee, but maybe not?
You know, there's not a fee to attend the event. We will be selling the food.
Okay.
And that's how we're hoping to raise the money.
Sure.
Of course, we'll always take donations. But otherwise, attending the event and listening to the music or participating in the games, those things are all free. And we encourage the public to come out and join us and
come and
bring
go.
A lawn chair or,
yep.
or something to sit yep. on and enjoy.
Very good. Sounds like a lot of fun up playing in the Albert the Bull Park. Now let's talk a little bit more about the center. What are the ages that you of children you'll be serving?
Well, when we're at full capacity, we're expecting that the children at the Friendship Home would be 0 to 5 or zero
mm-hmm.
to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, as we're anticipating for a while, we won't be full capacity. We will be taking the older siblings of children at the center, and that's to support our kind of our next step goal, and that's we'd eventually like to start an after-school program at the elementary school here in Audubon. And so as we're gearing up for that, we understand that families very rarely have kids just 0 to 5. They
yes.
we also have older siblings. And so to start with, we'll take those older siblings as well. But our eventual goal would be that the older siblings, the school-age kids, would be at the elementary school mm-hmm. after school.
Okay.
We will have space for up to 45 kids, and we're expecting that at full capacity we'll employ about 7 full-time staff.
And when there are babies, there are infants, what's the ratio of caregiver to the number of babies?
I believe it's 1 to 4. So yeah. our infant rooms are set up, and that's part of why we've had this question before. People wonder why we fundraise for a daycare center, and it's because we know that we have to meet certain ratios for caregivers to children. And in the infant rooms, it's 1 to 4. So we'll have 2 infant rooms. Each will have capacity for 8 infants, and each will have to have 2 staff members.
Sure.
Well, when we start, if we have 1 infant, we have to have that 1 staff member.
Mm-hmm.
We can't necessarily just put that 1 infant mm-hmm. in with the 4- and 5-year-olds. It's the regulations for the for daycare centers. If we do, then we have to follow the staffing ratios for mm-hmm. the younger child in the room.
All of those rules and regulations are for good purpose. I mean, if you have an infant and you want it given good care, you probably don't want that infant placed in a room of 5-year-olds. It's, you know, it just makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. It really does. And, you know, a child care center is different than an in-home provider. There will be more children there. It will be more specialized by age in the rooms. For instance, our 2 infant rooms, we're expecting at full capacity, ideally one of them would be 0 to 1-year-olds and the other one would be 1 to 2-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And under 2 is considered an infant by the state.
Okay. And then, of course, all of your staff has to have a certain amount of training.
That's right. Our director has to meet rigorous standards. We have to have the director approved by the Department of Human Services before we could hire that person, and they have to have a mix of education and experience and training. And then our staff as well, our teachers, will have to go to trainings as they're working for us, but then also they'll all be CPR and first aid certified. They're mandatory reporters, so we have them attend child abuse training, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. So, and of course, you have this relatively small amount to complete your fundraising, but there's always maintenance of the fundraising will need to go on. So remind us again of this event on Friday night.
So Friday night, we are having an old-fashioned picnic at Albert the Bull Park. We will be selling hamburgers grilled by the T-Bone Committee, along with chips, and a sweet corn bar, and homemade cookies and treats. And then we'll have games, tug of war, horseshoes, fun things like that. And then the best part about it, I think, is our Pickers Jam, where we'll have musicians from around the state leading different songs and music, and the crowd is welcome to join in, but they certainly don't have to. They should otherwise
and what time?
And enjoy.
Yeah. What time?
From 5 to 7.
All right, get on out to Audubon Park, Audubon the Bull Park, and enjoy an evening as well as support the Children's Nest. We want to thank you very much, Ann Miller, for visiting with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Till next time, here's a thought from Jim Henson, the puppeteer. Kids don't remember what you try to teach them. They remember what you are.